So let's welcome the Horseflies, the Colorscape Chenango.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
thank you. We're the Horseflies. We're from over in Ithaca. Yeah, nearby.
Not too far away. We're very happy to be here. It's the first time I've ever been in Norwich. I feel like a fool. It's only an hour and a half. It's a beautiful little town.
Not me. I'm your delivery guy. Remember me? I'm the guy in the big truck that always runs you over in the crosswalk.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. This next one we're going to play is one that Judy wrote. Judy's here.
Can you tell which one is Judy?
She's the only gal on stage.
Let's use our deductive reasoning powers. Which one would be
Judy? It's called Three Shoes. Something awkward about the image of three shoes.
One-legged woman and her husband.
Driving over here today from Ithaca, and we don't live so far, I started to wonder what the word Shenango means. I mean, I've heard that word for 25 years living around Ithaca and knowing upstate New York, but I didn't really know what it meant. And we didn't have any means in our car for figuring that out. So when we got here, I asked our sound guy to look on his iPhone, and we went to Wikipedia. And it said that Shenango is based on an Oneida word for the bull thistle, the plant, the bull thistle. First thing I thought is that's the kind of word my father would use when he was trying not to swear around the kids. Right? Oh, that's bull thistle. And then I thought, well, so what really is the bull thistle? And so, you know, it's a modern world. We went a little further and we found a picture and we found a definition of the plant, or some description of the plant, or the characteristics of the plant. First, the characteristics of the plant. Said that it was an injurious plant, an invasive plant, and a noxious plant. I don't know how many of you knew that's the background of the name of the town or the county, and all these businesses. I mean, as we drove into town here, you know, it's Shenango Trucking, it's Shenango Bowling Alley, everything is Shenango, right? Bull thistle, invasive, and you know, so on. But we got to the picture, and the picture is really beautiful. So, what I think is you're beautiful people who are tough. That's what I'm thinking. And I think that fits for upstate New Yorkers. That's what I think. How'd I do? I worked hard on that one. And that's all I've got.
Thank you.
have to say, on this next ring, we're taking our chances.
We have not had good luck with this song in the past few months. Every time we play it, we've been almost blown off the stage by rain and wind and hurricanes.
You know that sun song?
The Sunny
that
People?
The last band did.
That was
nice.
That was really nice.
It was so nice. What a nice band.
You might want to just get your umbrella out now. In fact, you might want to dial 9-1 and just get ready to hit the other one. This is called I Live Where It's Gray.
And I'm really disappointed that you announced it that way. You're kind of scaring me. But I want to point out to the weather folks that were saying we live where it's gray. Not where it rains, but where it's gray. So this is just fine. Thank you.
This is a song that was recorded in the early 1900s by a man named Doc Boggs. He was a coal miner down in Kentucky, played banjo, and we took his words and tried to make the music a little scarier because it wasn't really scary enough for us. This is called The Drunkard's Child.
Thank you.
Today, but it's coming back. See, I forgot everything, and I'm slowly remembering everything, and one of the last things for me to remember is the words to Roadkill, but I'm almost there. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That one's called Rafting from My Front Door. It's another ode to funky weather in upstate New York. Judy wrote that one. And this next one, Richie wrote. He's on your far left in the front there. Maybe this is a good time to introduce the band. Richie Stearns on banjo and tenor guitar. Judy Hyman, Horsefly Employee of the Year now. I think it was month for a long time. Violin. Jay Bunny Olsa. When he gets going, he bounces up and down on the bass. And I'm just referencing the band before us. It appears that only Japanese percussionists are allowed to play in this festival. This is another Japanese percussionist, Taki Masuko. I don't know what the other guy's status is. I didn't have a chance to check, but Taki's official status in this country, and this is the term they use. He's an extraordinary alien. I like that. That's always worked for us. This is Rick Nobby Hansen over here on the keyboards and accordion. He likes to make noises.
And this is Jeff Klaus on the banjo, ukulele, and guitar.
This one's called Baghdad Children.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we have time for a couple more. This has been really, really fun. Thanks. And I had a chance to walk around and see the art and crafts as well. Really nice stuff. This is a beautiful little scene. I love parks like this. And these days, I think they're not used well enough in this way. This is really great. Very, very nice. Just really. Now, this next, I'd like to make a public service announcement just to caution you about something that's happening in the world you may not know about. I watch Animal Planet probably a little too much right before I go to bed. And this last week, I saw a segment on a program about how very large sharks that are normally saltwater sharks are beginning to find their way up into freshwater locations, very, very far from saltwater. So the first example they gave was a 135-pound mud shark that they found up a river in Louisiana about 200 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
And so, you're thinking you feel safe now because it's Louisiana.
And then in the St. Lawrence River, they found an 850-pound shark, almost the size of a great white shark. So for those of you who like to swim in fresh water, you just keep thinking about that.
I found a box of fish sticks in a puddle in my driveway yesterday.
And you ate it, didn't you?
I figured it fell out of the grocery bag, but now I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a song that a tune that I made up about hanging around with a bunch of gypsies from northern India. And it's called The Last Train to Rajasthan.
In the St. Lawrence, I don't know. I think the question he asked is what kind of shark was it in the St. Lawrence? That sort of the key word for me was big.
Right. So, and the fish sticks were Mrs. White's, if you're wondering about that.
I like Mrs. Paul's myself.
Thank you all very much. We're the Horseflies. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks very, very much.